Hello, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me as we take a look at astrological energies, what they are revealing to us, what they are teaching us, and what our power and choices are with these energies. This is the Monday episode of the show, and in the Monday episode, we talk about a special healing theme or a special topic in astrology. And today we're going to take a look at the soul growth messages of Neptune. What Neptune is here to teach us, to remind us of, the energy of Neptune in the natal chart, as well as the generational influence of Neptune that we each experience based on when we're born. So we're going to look at the overall themes of Neptune, as well as what is unfolding here at the end of 2019 and into 2020. And I'm going to touch on the different generational influences of Neptune, such as Neptune in Libra, Neptune in Scorpio, Neptune in Sagittarius, and so on. I'll talk a little bit about the main themes that everyone born under a Neptune sign came in with to work at. Now, Neptune is a long-term planet. Neptune is an outer planet that is one of the furthest from Earth. It is after Uranus, before Pluto in the solar system lineup. Neptune takes many years to make a full circle. In fact, it takes about 164 to 165 years to transit the whole zodiac. It spends about 13 to 14 years in each astrological sign. That can vary, but it goes retrograde once a year for about half the year. So Neptune is very slow moving, and it's known by some astrologers to be one of the more difficult transiting planets to deal with because it is a planet of removal. Neptune removes. It removes your ego, removes your mind, removes boundaries. It dissolves what you have built up or fortified. It is the energy of transcendence and surrender. So when you're undergoing a significant Neptune transit in your natal chart, or you were born with a strong Neptune energy, you could often feel like you're not grounded. You're not connected to the world, the physical world, the real world. There could be confusion, haziness, fogginess. Neptune is actually a connection to your soul, your higher self energy. It is a connection to pure energy that is not in the physical world. And so the gifts of Neptune are found in going higher, going into these places above and beyond our humanness or our physical reality, and going into the intuitive feeling natures that remind us that we are multidimensional beings. Neptune is a reminder of your higher self and this energy of multidimensionality that has no form, that is formless. And so Neptune brings in these reminders that you are bigger than this current reality. You are bigger than your current body. You have more to open up to and step into when you remove yourself from what your ego has defined. And it takes a higher level of consciousness to understand this, because a lot of what we experience first with strong Neptune energies is escapism, is victim energy, is self-pity or blame, because there's this overwhelm of energy coming in from the higher planes. And it takes away what we have learned to be our power or our structure or our ego or our self-identity. And so this Neptune energy comes in, removes it all, and you can feel very overwhelmed with energies that you don't understand. And so this is where the escapism happens. This is where the self-pity happens, is that you're trying to understand what's going on, but it's all too much. It feels powerless. It feels like there is nothing you can do. The strong Neptune energy shows up as discouragement or defeat at first. And it's basically battering away at your ego and saying, this doesn't work. Why isn't this happening? Why can't I do something about this? It is working away at what you thought was your truth or what you thought was your self-identity. So Neptune brings in this blast of energy that reminds you that you're more. In fact, it reminds you that you are everything. Neptune is a very spiritual energy, and what I have found with many clients who have a strong Neptune in their chart is that they are guided relentlessly to find a spiritual understanding of life. This is true for not only the strong Neptune, but if someone has strong Pisces or strong 12th house. Any planets in the 12th house can feel very lost. They're searching. What's the bigger picture? What's the bigger story? The Neptune energies are reminding you that there's always a higher perspective. And so this is where the seeking energy of Neptune comes in, that's asking you to go above and beyond the ego. Now, the ego is based in the current reality of life, based in what you have self-identified with. The ego can show up through Mars, the sun, Mercury, Venus, the moon, any planet truly can embody egoic energies. Neptune reminds you that you are not simply of this time and space. You are not simply in this reality, in this lifetime. And that if you can, I'm getting the image of a very tight gate, a gate door being very locked down, and it's the ego's barriers. And Neptune is saying, loosen these gates, loosen the locks, loosen the hinges, loosen what you thought was so important to understanding yourself and go higher. Neptune is our blast of higher self strength that helps you not take life so seriously, that helps you understand everything changes form. Everything dissolves form at some level. Everything is always in motion. Detach, surrender, let go. And these are some of the key words with Neptune. How you're able to do that allows more energies to come in to support you, to support what you truly need that you don't have control over. So Neptune is where we develop supreme trust, supreme strength in spirit, and you can have a very close, intense relationship with energies based on this Neptunian influence that doesn't let you get bogged down in this timeline. So every planet travels at a different cycle, and these all correspond to what I see as different timelines. Neptune is of a different timeline energetically. And I'm getting the image of it has this capacity to scoop together lifetimes of themes, lifetimes of energies, lifetimes of experiences that you've carried over and over and over. Because at a soul level, the soul's journey is about growth, and the soul's journey is about higher concepts and empowerment. So the soul carries these themes through many lifetimes. Neptune brings them around and says, remember you are working on this energy of feeling like a victim in your family? Or remember you're working on this theme of developing power in your career. Or remember, this was something you wanted to take care of at a soul level. It has to do with money and abundance and where you don't feel worthy. And so you've had these experiences over and over again with money that you're meant to move through. You're meant to see your power, see your choices, move into a higher understanding of this energy. So Neptune is like this scoop. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like the scoop that brings forward what you're ready to powerfully learn from at a spiritual perspective so that it doesn't keep dragging you back. It's like the undertow of Neptune. And by the way, Neptune is the ocean. So it is the undertow of the ocean that pulls you back into something that feels like you're drowning. It feels like you can't handle it. It's all overwhelming. And that's part of the illusion of Neptune, is that you're actually busting through, swimming through any feelings of victimhood or powerlessness that for lifetimes have been unfinished storylines, unfinished energies. And it's interesting because right now it's bigger than ever with Neptune in Pisces. And Neptune in Pisces, it began around February 2011 and it goes until 2025. Now, 2025 is a significant year because not only does Neptune finish up in Pisces and move into Aries, but then Pluto finishes Capricorn and moves into Aquarius. So that's 2025. So we've got some years to go. But what's happening is this major completion with Neptune and Pisces right now until 2025. So talk about a big scoop, all right? It's scooping us all up. It's scooping up our individual unfinished victim stories, but it's also working with the collective energies of powerlessness and how we are ready to transcend it, transform it, and not buy into those stories anymore. This is a huge time karmically of clearing out these lower vibrational energies individually and collectively until 2025. So there's a significance here of paying attention to where your Neptune is and where you're here to seek higher spiritual knowledge about it all. About it all. What's the story here? What's my understanding? What am I meant to see? And you could feel that you either go lower or you go higher. And the going lower goes into that victim energy of so-and-so did this to me, and this always happens to me, and my family was like this, and I can never do this, and like all these victim stuff, stories that can be on replay in your energy or in your unconscious. Well, now, at this point on the planet, there is a higher consciousness than ever before to move through those stories, to move through that narrative that is not in alignment with the higher self. Neptune is ultimately bringing you into alignment with your higher self. It's bringing you into a resonance with what the soul's energy is designed to navigate. And I feel it as this energy that comes in, especially through strong Neptunian transits or strong Neptunian energies in the natal chart, and requires you to let go of everything that you thought was you or you thought was important or you thought mattered. And so there is a lot of confusion that sets in. The Neptune energies can be very hard to deal with at a human level, and I don't want to underestimate that, because This is where people can feel really lost, and then they turn to other coping mechanisms. Neptune in your chart is where you go to cope, where you tune out to cope with whatever you're moving through. And so this is where addictions can show up, escapism behaviors, anything with drugs or alcohol that is unhealthy, anything that is designed to take you out of reality. You know, we all need that at some point. That's pretty healthy, really, to detach from life, to detach from the world, and to do so in a way that allows us to unwind. But the Neptune energies can go into these destructive addictions, and it's important to be aware of them. If you have these patterns, this is where addictions can be passed down through generations. It's where alcoholism, for example, can be passed down through generations. One area of the natal chart is looking at how the Neptune energy is showing up and how there wasn't healthy coping mechanisms or skills that were given or developed. I know that there's many layers to alcoholism and to addiction, so I'm not trying to oversimplify that. And in fact, it can be one of the individual's biggest areas of spiritual growth. This is also Neptune. Neptune is revealing where we have potential to spiritually grow. And it shows up through these addictions. It shows up through these areas of life that we're basically looking for new ways to work with the energies of daily life. When Neptune went into Pisces, 2011 is when there was an increase in the opioid crisis, and that has unfolded over recent years, over the past decade, and it's been something that has come to attention about how the opioids were prescribed, to get people addicted, for big pharma to make money. All of this is Neptune in Pisces. However, the other development that's unfolded is the legalization of marijuana, medical and recreational marijuana. I'm speaking about in the United States specifically and in certain states. Now, this is also part of the Neptune and Pisces energy, and it can be wonderfully healing, such as all the CBD oils and creams. The use of the natural world to heal us, to support us, to help us balance can be done in a healthy way. And so that's one of the benefits of the Neptune in Pisces, is that we see where we need support and how to integrate those energies into our life in a healthy, moderate way. So there you have two examples right there of this Neptune in Pisces, of the opioid crisis, as well as the big pharma energies that keep people addicted to chemical substances, to drugs, not because it heals them, but because they make money. So there's deception involved. And this is another area of Neptune's reign, deception. What you don't see clearly, where there are lies and untruths, where everything is veiled. Neptune is associated with cloaking energies that cover up a truth, that cover up what's really happening behind the scenes, what isn't known. So the Neptune and Pisces energies is teaching us to therefore trust our intuition, trust what feels off, what doesn't feel right, trust what feels right for your body, trust what feels right that you can't quite explain, but you know that it's working with you energetically in a supportive way. If you have strong Pisces in your chart, you're aware of this as well, and this episode probably relates heavily to some of your life themes because of how Pisces is ruled by Neptune. And so these are the themes of life that you are moving through and navigating, is how do I move through this physical world, this real world, through my intuition, and what are my spiritual principles while doing so? This is also one of the key things of your higher self's energy coming in, is that you're not alone. But the strong Neptune or strong Pisces energy can feel alone. And in fact, it's the energy associated with misfits and outcasts, people who don't fit into society, people who have been on the outskirts. It's like where it's orphans, it's inmates, it's people outside of society. One more thing I want to say too about the Neptune in Pisces is that it's brought more attention to vaccinations because Neptune dissolves and it removes and it's the surrender. It does so as well with the physical body. And this is where there can be the experience of a physical illness, of a sickness. Neptune is what we can't see. So it's viruses and germs. It's the ways that our body responds to the environment that we don't quite see. And so anything that we ingest or put in the body that isn't quite clearly known is a part of this energy. And there have been many cases of people receiving vaccinations for various illnesses or concerns, and then they've developed something even worse, such as they get a vaccination for polio that actually causes polio. They get a vaccination as a young child, and then it creates a paralysis or something significant in their physical body that they have to deal with. And so there's many examples of this, and I know that some of you are very aware of it. And so it's important to know that this is also the Neptune in Pisces of how does what we not know affect our real world, affect our physical bodies? How do these energies integrate or not integrate with the physical body's capabilities? And again, there's confusion and misinformation. This is also the Neptune themes, which is why Neptune can be so dang confusing, is because you want facts, you want something to be known, and it requires us to go into research, go into details, go into specifics, and all of that would be related to a strong Mercury. The mind is Mercury, and going into data, details, evidence. I'm just feeling like a lot of these health issues have this huge overlay of confusion on them right now. And that takes me to the next area that Neptune rules, which is propaganda, misinformation, and celebrity. You know, what we think is real, or what we think is truth, or what we think is someone's real life. Neptune is the energy that creates, again, that cloaking or the veil. So if you take the energy of the veil and you apply it to the truth around medical information, it's hard to know the facts at a wider scale because it's very cloudy and there's a lot of misinformation presented by various entities and people with various motivations. Of course, this is big pharma related, as well as the powerful entities that control big pharma or profit from the confusion. Profiting from the confusion. So there's a lot happening right now in these areas of truth that Neptune has clouded over for years. And part of humanity's spiritual growth and spiritual awakening is rising above the confusion, going into what you know is true for you specifically, and allowing that to guide you. So for example, take the flu vaccination. Here in the United States, it's a big deal because it makes a lot of money. I mean, every year it makes millions or billions of dollars. So it's on the profit and loss sheets for these companies, right? It's something that they count on people taking so they can make all this money. And I remember the one time I got the flu vaccination was 15 years ago, and I never felt so sick. It was horrible. And I realized the strain changes and things evolve and all that, blah, blah, blah. But what I knew for myself was that it wasn't right for my body. It wasn't right for my energy. And I just trust that. And instead, I look to other means, other homeopathic means or natural means that do work with my energy. So this Neptune energy pushes you to trust yourself, trust your dang self. What is true for you? What does your body need? What resonates with you that you know is the right answer? And that's all you have to trust. So there's a development of trust here in Neptune. And then you take that and you apply it to all the misinformation that's out there, everything that's cloaked and hidden and half-truths and unbaked truths and all these other parts of the stories and narratives. And you trust yourself to navigate what it all means, what it's all about. And so you apply this to the world of entertainment, which is a Neptunian energy, because entertainment, by definition, is what's not real, right? It's literally staged, or it's for theater, it's for performance. It is something that we enjoy. It is escapism. It is a way to unravel ourselves from the tightness of everyday life. You go to a movie, you want to play a game, you listen to music, you go to a theater. Neptune, Neptune, Neptune. And it's because we look for a way to go into other worlds. Neptune takes us into other worlds. So we are surrounded by this Neptunian influence. We are surrounded by ways that we interact with Neptune. And once you're starting to understand Neptune, you'll see it and you'll feel it. And you're meant to look at, what am I learning from this? What are the higher perspectives? Where am I growing? What is true for me? What do I trust within myself that I know without a shadow of a doubt is right? And where am I able to detach from my own ego to see a higher picture? So there's a lot in Neptune that composes our everyday lives. And when it's used in a healthy manner, it balances out stress. It gives us a break. We take a load off with Neptune. We don't get so spun out or dig in to things that don't matter in the long run. Now, there's things that matter to us and we have to take care of. You know, you got to take care of your bills. Have to pay your taxes, you know, need to make sure you got food on the table. So everything in moderation, everything in a healthy manner. But this Neptune energy reminds you to take a break, to surrender to the bigger flows that are coming through. And Neptune is your access to these bigger flows, these higher energies that support you and work with you regularly. If you have strong Pisces in your chart, or strong Neptune, or strong 12th house, you know what I mean when I say there's times when you just don't want to do something because the energy's not there. The energy isn't there to support you. The energy isn't strong enough. You're not inspired. You're not motivated. It's not the right time. And then you'll wake up one morning and feel that boost of energy, and all of a sudden, you're unstoppable, and you're cleaning the house, and you're taking care of things, and moving through the tasks, and all of a sudden, you're able to work with the energy to move something ahead or to get something going. So this is very different than the opposing energy of Virgo. Okay, so Neptune and Pisces are associated with the same energy archetypes. And I think it's important to see that this is the energy of flowing with life, flowing with the energies, and being able to detach from it all so that you can tap into I'm getting the image of that higher self energy that comes through to support what you need to get done. And so again, this Neptune and Pisces energy is the opposite of Virgo. And Virgo is, I do these three things every day. I do it this way. I have my routine. I take care of this. I take care of that. You know, Virgo is, well, you have to feed the dog every day. You have to let the dog out and take the dog for a walk. So Virgo is our daily responsibilities. And the Pisces energy is the opposite of that. It's the balancing mechanism, really. We say opposition when signs are 180 degrees apart, but they are also balancing energies that ensure we're not on one side of the scale too much. So let me quickly go through some of these generational themes that are associated with Neptune. I'm going to start with Neptune in Virgo, which was 1928 to 1943. And so Neptune is the generational dream. It's the generational wishes. It's also where the spiritual development themes show up. Neptune in Virgo from 1928 to 1943. Well, you know, there was the Depression and the World Wars and a lot that wasn't known about daily life or working life. You think about Virgo. Well, Virgo is soldiers. Wow. Okay. So I'm getting the image of all these soldiers. Neptune in Virgo is the people who are involved in what was happening. Okay. I'm just getting this image of all these soldiers all of a sudden. And they're saying, being that soldier was part of their spiritual growth for many lifetimes. Okay, so getting back to the scoop, right? The scoop that repeats themes. So this is the energy of what it means to show up and be responsible, to take care of something, to be in servitude, how the body is affected. And being able, I'm also feeling a huge strength around this Neptune and Virgo energy, which is interesting because Neptune is not comfortable in Virgo. As I was just saying, it's the opposite of its home sign. Virgo wants to work, wants to be of service, wants to get things done. And Neptune and Virgo removes that. So that's a very interesting energy that's coming through with all these soldiers. Okay, I got to move on in the interest of time here. Neptune in Libra was around late 1942 through 1956. And because of Neptune moving into a sign and then retrograding back into the previous sign, there are overlaps here. These are not hard and fast lines. So it was late 1942 into 1956. And again, Neptune dissolves, right? So it's looking at relationships. It's looking at partnerships, how we work together, looking at what it means to work together and who you can trust, where there needs to be a dissolving of energies. It looks at where you look for what is ideal in relationships. And perhaps you have rose-covered glasses around relationships. Neptune in Libra is actually great for art, expression, beauty, creating things in the world that make the world a beautiful place. And it shows you what you look for that brings you a sense of peace, where you want to feel peace. And so people born with this Neptune in Libra are the baby boomers. Yeah, the baby boomers. And wanting to have Well, it's the hippies. Peace, love, flowers. You know what I mean? It's like everyone who says, well, we don't want to fight with each other. We want to be at peace. Oh my gosh, I'm feeling such a Neptune influence now. I can't even find the words. But that is the Neptune and Libra generation that grew up and who came of age in the 60s, okay? Neptune and Scorpio. This is those people born from 1956, late 1956, until late 1970. 1956 to 1970. Neptune and Scorpio is all about the removing the boundaries around intimacy, around sexuality, around being close with others, the secrets, and what needs to be hidden and what needs to be shared. There is an understanding that we all have secrets, and Neptune in Scorpio supports developing one's intuition, supports how you're here to look deeper beyond the veil and to go into new healing. This is where psychic abilities can be very strong. There can be very strong dreams. There is an awareness of what feels right and what doesn't feel right in a stronger way. Scorpio is about what we do behind closed doors, so this could be very mystical, very much about the occult energies. Exploring the unknown is big with Neptune in Scorpio. There's always so much more to say about each of these, but I have to move it along for the sake of time. One thing you can do is simply look at, okay, I've just shared with you a lot about what Neptune is about. Now apply it to the astrological sign that Neptune is in when you were born. So moving on, Neptune in Sagittarius was for those born between 1970 to 1984. And these are people who are here to expand spiritual knowledge, spiritual growth, what is found in the world. Sagittarius is about what we explore, what we seek, what we try to see from a higher perspective. So there's a lot of spiritual growth in this generation. This is the generation that wants to go further. They don't want to be tied down. This is the part of you that wants to be free, who wants to wander. This is where you don't want to be in school, perhaps, for too long, and you want to take a break. There's a bigger vision of what's possible in the Neptune in Sagittarius. Each of these generations is meant to learn from the previous generation. That's true for all astrological signs and all astrological planets because it's a progression of energies. The energy moves forward. So the Neptune in Sagittarius energy is meant to carry the baton from the Neptune and Scorpio and say, well, this is what we're going to learn from this. This is how we can understand it from a higher perspective. There's a lot of freedom of Neptune and Sag, a lot of freedom to create and to not be held down. Okay, Neptune in Capricorn was 1984 to 2000. And this is a time, this is the generation that's here to build ideal businesses, ideal corporations. The Neptune energy paired with Capricorn is a dream builder. And how can you take that vision and bring it into reality? And so then you have all of these individuals who want to create a viable business that is built on sound principles, that has a strong do-good energy to it. This is, of course, the millennials. I'm feeling like there's some, it's interesting because there's kids, there's people who were born with very strong Capricorn energies from the outer planets. Uranus in Capricorn, Neptune in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn. One thing about the Neptune in Capricorn is that you can't rush the timeline. There's certain things that need to take place first, and then your building happens. Or there's certain things that you have to let go of and not become too attached to, and then something transpires and comes together. So this is actually an energy that works well together, Neptune and Capricorn, when it's in alignment with those spiritual principles. Then we have the Neptune in Aquarius generation, which was 1998 until 2012. And this is a generation that grew up on technology, Aquarius technology, that just grew up having anything they want right now, on-demand generation. They don't have to wait. They're enjoying the benefits of technology now. They came in to also understand addictions with technology. And so, again, remember, Neptune is where we go to escape reality. And this is a generation that is going to need a lot of support in getting away from technology, getting away from games, their iPads, social media, all of that, because it's just been a part of their everyday life. So Neptune in Aquarius is where we're learning how to not be addicted to our phones, but how we are meant to use the benefits of technology, but to moderate ourselves as well. So that is the Neptune in Aquarius generation. And then those born with Neptune in Pisces, again from about 2011 until 2025, is a very intuitive dreamer generation. They don't want restrictions. They don't want routine. They need freedom to follow their own path, to trust themselves. Very artistic, very compassionate, and maybe need support in dealing with real world responsibilities, because that Neptune and Pisces doesn't want to feed the dog or pay the taxes. So the Neptune and Pisces generation is going to need support with taking care of what they have to tend to in the physical world. Now, I know this is a really brief rundown of the generations, but please know that you can always read more about them. And you can also use this as a way to go into your own chart and study your own natal Neptune more and look at, well, what is my Neptune in whatever sign whisper to me? Because Neptune will whisper. It shows up through your dream state, meditations, astral travel, other clairaudience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, etc. It is the energy of the spiritual realms. It reminds you that you are a spiritual being having a very temporary human experience. So how are you making powerful choices to moderate your spiritual self and your human self? Your spiritual needs with your ego. How are you understanding that you are all of that as a multidimensional being, and yet you're meant to stay present in this reality at the same time? So Neptune brings us many areas of soul growth, and it reminds you to keep trusting yourself, and that's where you'll find a lot of your power and clarity. Trust yourself and go higher with your spiritual growth to see the bigger picture of a lesson, of a theme, of a pattern. And Neptune holds these answers. So it is quite a lovely energy to understand and to be aware of in your chart. I hope this show has given you some insights on how to work with the energy consciously and intentionally. I hope it's also given you some insights into how we have so many layers of energy that it's certainly never boring. It's never a boring ride. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back on Wednesday for our next weekly intuitive astrology and energy show. And keep in mind, there are always more ways for you to study astrology. I offer online classes and pre-recorded webinars so that you can learn at your own speed, at your own pace, as life allows. There is the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology Webinar, which talks about the major astrology of 2020. I also offer you the Astrology of Relationships, which is a class that talks about relationships in your life, in your world. And you can take that class for $30 off when you use the coupon code STAR30. STAR30. So please check out more below this podcast episode, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon in our next show. Take good care.